HX Mobile.
Good morning, Patrick.
Send 0TR.
Hey, Tom. How are you and Bernice this morning?
We're fine, but she's in the DMV, so you know how that goes.
Unfortunately, I do, and I'm sorry.
Well, sometimes you're just forced to go. Anyways, how's your morning going?
The last part of that, I'm sorry. That's my fault.
I said, how's your morning going? I was just sitting here reading the paper and just got back from taking a set of glasses back to Wally World. I got two big ones and Bernice didn't like them, so when the War Department speaks, I listen.
A safe position to take. And I'm doing good. I'm on the way down the mountain this morning to go help one of my shop owners out, and he's in need of some help today, so I'm going to go down and work for him today.
Nice. Oh, I was looking here and said United Airlines says it has a deal with startup aircraft manufacturing Boom Supersonic to buy 15 Overture jets. The planes haven't been built yet or machine layout designed yet, but Boom says it's aircraft will fly at 1.7 times the speed of sound or around 1,300 miles an hour. That's pretty neat, isn't it?
Yeah, that would be pretty neat to fly that fast. Shortcut down on travel times.
In about 3 hours to Europe, my nephew flew on the Concorde once or twice going over to Europe. And he said that was pretty fun. You running along there at 1,100 miles an hour or so and flying up there with the birds, above the birds, matter of fact. I think a ticket back then to Great Britain was around $5,000.
But I guess as much fuel as that thing was consuming, it was kind of pricey to ride and fly.
Well, good part about it was he was the CEO of a drug company, and they had to have this done immediately. And one of the reasons there's such high prices besides the fuel was the fact that it only held 100 passengers. And that technology was back all analog gauges. They didn't have any glass cockpits then.
I remember the Concords, and they were always impressive how fast they could go and, just that sleek look they had. But, yeah, I guess they had to take and sacrifice passengers for room for fuel and keep down on the aerodynamics of that fuselage.
That's kind of above my pay grade, but I don't know the reasoning behind it. Probably more or less because there wouldn't have been very many passengers could afford such a trip.
I had something to do with it, too, but my guess is that thing was burning quite a bit of fuel at that speed.
The B-1Bs could go supersonic cruise and go for a long time. I've been up next to them. They're quite an impressive plane.
To take your word for it, I've only been on one plane in my entire life.
Yeah, I used to fly as much as 13 and a half hours in one day on patrol, and most of that was at low level. 100 feet in the daytime, 300 feet at night. Got a little bit on the bumpy side.
So being strapped in anything for 13 hours a day is too long.
Mace, the 787, and he takes out of Dallas and flies to places like South Korea, Hong Kong, and places like that.
The extent of my flying was what was it, 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago now. I flew to Las Vegas, and the flying part of it, I love that. The being herded like cattle and shipped like a sardine, I didn't care much for that.
You're quite correct. They call like Southwest, they call it cattle car loading, and I think it's sort of on a first come, first serve basis with them. And if you're there early enough, well, you sit up front and the other one sit in the back. I like it much better sitting in the front, although it's safer in the back. But they got an awfully, extremely good safety record. I saw one yesterday, however, and I think it was an American plane, and he taxied right into a light pole and cut it off with his left wing. He turned too short on a left-hand turn.
He's having a bad day, I'm sure. But we've all had them. But that's an expensive mistake right there.
Once in a while, Steve will send me a picture from in the cockpit, and then I got a picture of the approach to South Korea on my phone. It's pretty impressive. But, I love to fly. But I got to go on one not too long in the distant future, and I don't want to at all because I can't get through the airports without using a wheelchair anymore, and I don't like that. I just can't go that far with heart failure, and then my foot's bad too, and that doesn't help anything, so I hate that. Last time we went through Chicago, there was a little stocky black guy that pushed both Bernice and I at one time, and I never seen such a strong individual in my life. As fast as he was going with us, I thought sure we was going to crash. But I give him a nice tip because we didn't miss our plane.
It was a sight to behold coming through the airport.
They holler at him, you know. Shoot. It reminded me of the first time I was on an aircraft carrier, and I was green as a gourd, and I was walking down the passageway, and this guy coming at me had a red sailor hat on, and what in the world's that? And he screamed out, "Gangway, prisoner!" And I was always told you did not want to get between a Marine guard and their prisoner. And he was an occupant of the brig, and then put a red hat on him. And man, you slammed up against the bulkhead and got out of the way.
Sure. So were you, what branch of the service were you in, Tom?
Oh, I was in the Navy, but I was in Airedale, so my job was to kill Russian submarines, if you break it down really to the bottom line.
My father was in the Navy also. I don't remember exactly where he served or anything like that, but I'll have to ask him and find out again.
Many years ago, Patrick, back in the 60s, late 60s, and it was an experience, but I'm glad it's over. And my brother stayed in. Him and I went to Vietnam together, and he stayed in, and I got out. He made Master Chief, and I just made what they call an E-5, be like a sergeant in the Army. And they offered you a nice reenlistment bonus and that, but I stayed with my wife, and I made the right decision 53 years ago.
For HGX for ID. Well, Tom, I do appreciate your service, and yeah, you got to do what's right for you. That's for sure. But grandfather, he stayed in the Navy for, I can't remember how long, but then he went into the reserves and served out his term there. And I think he was an E4 or E5 when he got out.
Same with me. Well, what are you going to do today, Patrick? Just automotive repairs for this guy? This is N0TR.
That day, like I said, they're down two guys, and he got hurt in a horse accident, so they've only got one guy in the shop altogether, and he's manning the phones and working on cars. And so I'm just going to go work wherever they need me to go.
Good. Oh, looks like they got a driver's ed person here getting ready to take out beside of me. I hope they don't take my car with it. this car doesn't look like it's in the best shape in the world, put it that way.
South Carolina, where they don't have state inspections, it's amazing some of the stuff I see riding down the road.
There's an inspector with this woman. She got a disabled tag in there. The ceiling's falling down out of the car, almost on the instructor. I don't know what that is on the... Oh, it's, she's got flowers up on the ceiling of that car above the instructor's head. Maybe that's prerequisite to what's going to happen to the instructor.
That'll make the line at the DMV even longer.
Yeah, I heard somebody on here early this morning, and they'd been in an accident. He was driving a semi-truck. Oh, that never sounds like fun. We had I call her the Flying Nun. She ran into us up in Missouri years ago and scared the dickens out of us, I'll tell you. And it worked out all right. The Catholic Church was very good with us. I didn't have to get a lawyer or anything. And it was very fair. But that isn't always the case, I'll tell you for sure.
Gotta tell me, I'm dealing with it right now. This insurance company, they're nothing but crooks. And I don't know how anything good to say about them.
Don't surprise me a whole lot, Patrick. Yeah, I remember that. You lost your truck to that. Well, I hope that I'm covered well. I've gotten everything. You know, there was an insurance that I didn't even know about, and it was called underinsured driver's insurance. They have uninsured, which we had, but after I heard that, Bernice got hit by a car that was parked in an angle parking place back in Kansas, and the guy obviously didn't have insurance or anything. He even gave false address of his house, but his insurance, he was underinsured. So that can leave you wide open if they don't have enough insurance. And a lot of these people driving out there on the road, they'll go buy insurance and then let it lapse after 6 months and keep on driving, which is illegal, but I don't know how you catch them.
Problem with what my accident was, she had the bare minimum. It wasn't her car. The car was insured, but they only had the bare minimum of $25,000. $25,000 ain't even going to a drop in a bucket to what I'm dealing with.
A big truck, and then I'm sure that's rather on the expensive side. I can't imagine how much that would be, but I'm sorry to hear that. But that's the way things go nowadays, and heck, I know in California that illegal immigrants can even get a license, and you know they probably are not going to have insurance. There are good ones that do, but I'm sure a lot of them don't.
It's everybody's looking for a way to work the system to their advantage, but then when things change and they can't take advantage of it, they're the first ones to get mad because they have to do things the right way when the rest of us have been doing it that way since we started. It's a very frustrating system anymore. It is, and I don't care what system you're talking about, it's broken this country.
I think you're pretty well on track. Well, I took my sister to chemotherapy one time down in Joplin, Missouri. And this nurse come out of the hospital, and she's in a big rush. You could tell that. and she jumped in one of these raised up monster trucks. And anyways, most of the time when I back up, if I'm going to back up and go to the right, I'll give a right turn signal as I back out. Or like Walmart's and that, I turn on my emergency flashers as I start to back out and check their camera and then both mirrors and their rear view. And then I turn them off when I start going forward. But this old gal, I backed out and I had a turn signal going. And she jumped in her truck real quick and backed out and hit my left rear quarter panel. Well, she worked at the hospital, and the security people at the hospital are the ones that come out and made the accident report. And she was screaming at me that it was my fault, and she backed into me. It was just blatantly obvious. And I had a heck of a time with the insurance company over that. And it was just a fender bender. But it was a couple of $1,000, of course. They finally paid off, but brother, she wasn't happy a bit about it.
It's like I say, it's just sad that this country where we're at with anything. I mean, nobody wants to do the right thing anymore. Nobody wants to just admit they were wrong or had a problem and fix it. Let's move on. Everybody has mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. There's accidents. Okay, let's move on. Just like mine. I'm not mad at the lady for, you know, hitting me. I'm mad at my insurance company because I pay them to protect me, and they have made the situation much worse than it ever needed to be.
Well, in our old age now, we got what they call umbrella insurance, and it just basically it raises the minimums on those amounts. You know, they'll pay $100,000 for this and something or other. So we got that also. It's a couple of $100 a year extra, but that's what it's for, especially when you get older. I've only had one accident in my life that was my fault, and it was kind of debatable there. The lady gave a turn signal that she was going to turn in, and I took it for granted, never do that. And she was going really slow, and she was a very nice little old lady, and she didn't turn, and I started to go ahead and go, and she clipped my left front fender, and that's the only one that I've ever been responsible for. And she was extremely nice about it and didn't have a bit of problem. The officer was nice, and he couldn't determine whose fault it was. But it ultimately wound up on me, but didn't bother mine any because, well, I'm 73, and I've only had 3 tickets in my life, and 2 of those was on a motorcycle. One of them I deserved, and one of them I didn't. The other one was for turning left off of Broadway at 10:30 at night in Pittsburgh, Kansas, for $8.
Yeah, I'm the same way, Tom. I've had a few accidents, none of them really my fault. Could I help prevent them if I'd have been a little more aware? Yes. But neither here nor there. Nobody was hurt. Fix it and move on. And that's the way it should be. But that's not the way we do anything anymore. But, yeah, luckily I have uninsured, underinsured motorist on my insurance. Otherwise, I would be paying for this truck on my own right now.
Roger. This is Gerald T.R. Well, are they going to replace your truck, or are they trying to repair your truck?
The truck is totaled. They totaled it back in January. Come back with a ridiculously low offer that was no way was going to accept that. So got them up to a reasonable offer, accepted that in February, and have been waiting for them to pay for it since then. And they finally sent the check 2 weeks ago today to pay it off. the lease company or finance company needed them to sign some paperwork to transfer it out of our name into theirs or wherever they're going to do with it. And it took them a week and a half to find somebody that was authorized to sign the paperwork. And that's KO4HKX Friday.
So life goes. SOP, Standard Operating Procedure. Oh, boy. Well, we don't have anything exceptional planned today. We come down here early, and there was a line about a half a block long. And so when Bernice gets out of there, we're going to go back and eat breakfast, I think. I took a package back to Walmart already and come back. Still no sign of her, so I guess she'll be coming out of there eventually. And then I think all we got planned for the day is taking care of the chickens, the girls, and the yard work. And that's about the size of it. It's awfully humid outside. We got 41 hundredths of an inch last night. Oh, there comes a wife. Patrick, I'll let you go. Catch you down the line, 73, you have a good day. This is NZ0TR.
Miss Bernice, be careful out there. Take care of yourselves, and have a good day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.